Blog Talk Radio.
Last night, I'm a little confused because I'm not used to working in the daytime. Corey does this to me all the time. Yeah, I just want to say one thing to some person out there. You know who you are. Thinking about you, girly. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ooh, do
shout
I know
out.
Him?
Shout out. Huh?
Do I know him?
Yes, duh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm all excited because I'm looking at wedding pictures from Gamers Extraordinary, the Mr. and Mrs. Newstetter. You guys look amazing. I'm so sorry I couldn't get up to the wedding. Look at how beautiful you guys are. Oh, my God. I got all teary-eyed. Mr. and Mrs. Newstetter, or as we all call them, E and Kitty, beautiful. Beautiful. You guys look like models.
Coming from Corey, that is a very, very, very good compliment.
This black and white picture, which in the woods... Work, Kitty, work. Corey's giving you the snaps.
Oh, gosh. I just want to say that guy we interviewed last night was a cutie. Did you see his picture?
I did. He's not my type. But
he's so my type.
But he designs clothes, so that puts him in a whole other realm of my type.
Right?
Dude.
Some hot clothes, too. Volante Designs, for those of you who want to check him out. Yes, I'm giving him another shout-out. Volante, V as in Victor, O-L-A-N as in Nancy, T-E, designs.com, I believe it was. No, it's .tumblr.com, my bad.
Yeah, he's got a Tumblr website. And I kept calling him SEO, but that's not his name. His name is
Enzo, and he's awesome.
But I want to call him SEO because of the whole Assassin's Creed thing. I'm just going to call him SEO. He'll live. You want me to remember your name? Make me some Miss Pac-Man shoes, okay? I want them hot pink, and I want a yellow bow on the back.
Hot pink?
Yes.
I'm so disappointed.
I'm going to wear them with all black. This is going to be all about the shoes.
Anyway, I have actually a funny story to start off with.
Uh-oh.
Well, it's kind of funny. It's kind of funny. Okay, so Maple Story apparently did a presidential poll.
Maple Story needs to go away after Pedophile Haven. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's actually kind of funny. But anyway, other than that, Nexon America has released data from its first Maple Story player poll, part of its Great Maple Election Quest 2012 in-game event.
That was a tongue twister. Maple player poll.
Yeah, I know. I got it right, though. According to poll data, President Barack Obama was the hands-down favorite, garnering 80% of the vote, while Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney received 20% of the vote. Their survey, which ran on the MapleStory website from September 7 to 9, asked players to vote on their preferred candidate for the U.S. presidential election. The poll received votes from 18,373 respondents in the United States, with 13,935 favoring Obama and 4,438 favoring Romney. The poll is part of an in-game event currently being held in MapleStory. The Great Maple Election Quest 2012 will also include additional player polls, in-game election events, and in-game rewards leading up to Election Day in the United States, November 6th. MapleStory and Nexon America have also partnered with Rock the Vote to encourage players to register to vote and participate in the real presidential election. That's awesome. And this is a quote for you from Min Kim, Nexon America CEO. It is exciting to see our players voice their position on something as important as a presidential election. Our players represent a very important voting block. This event in MapleStory gives our players an outlet to have their voices heard in and out of the game while providing an avenue for them to register and become part of the election process. That's awesome.
except for Maple Story.
Okay, well, can we just focus on the good side of this
list? Well, it's supposed to be a children's game. I'm not understanding why they're even. Yeah, okay.
Not all people who play children's game are children. I think that we could want a one game.
Yes. Well, see, I agree because, you know, but Wizard 101 is a special case because the kids can't talk to anybody. You can't just go in and perv the children there. So they're, for the most part, safe. I'm sure some of them can find a way if they really wanted to get to the kids, but it's not just going to be easy. Yeah, I'm going to sip my coffee and walk away from that one.
Of that, that's good part. I think it's awesome that any game company, that evolved.
You're breaking up or something. What are you doing over there?
I'm not doing anything. I'm sitting here.
I can't talk.
No.
I'm excited about the good news we got for the show that I can't tell anybody.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, it's exciting. I'm excited, too. But back to the news. I think it's awesome that any game company is that involved in the presidential election. And I also think it's awesome that Barack Obama won because I love him.
In a very special way.
Not that way, but no, I think Obama is what the country needs.
Is it just me or always the Democratic presidents are super hot and the Republicans aren't? Is it just me?
That I really noticed that, and he is fine, I gotta say.
Well, Romney's okay looking. He's much better than previous.
See, with me, it's not just about the damn. it's not just about the looks to me. It's about the personality. And Barack Obama just seems like a really chill guy, and Mitt Romney just. He just looks like he has
rickets. I just picked a disease. Rickets?
Rickets.
Romney, you got rickets. Okay, so anyway, see ya.
Touched me. Like, seriously, out of touch with actual people. Other than the freaking rich. Never mind. We're moving on because I don't like Romney.
Gosh, there is so much going on. I'm not really sure where to begin. I will start with the thing that we were going to talk about yesterday, but we didn't get to. We had a little emergency, so we took a day off. I know you guys are like, no news. Why? But you all know GoDaddy went down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like they were punched by Tyson, Ali, and all of them all at once.
With their ear pulled off, just bitten off. Yes. Rah! I don't know.
Oh, my God. She's out there. My God. So here's the thing. If you – I'm not even sure where to go with this. The person who took responsibility is a person from Anonymous, but it's not Anonymous that took responsibility. I forget who his name is. But my issue here is I have a couple of issues with this whole story. First of all, GoDaddy, really?
Yeah.
You guys have been around long enough to be super secure. I mean, I was with you, I think, when you were just in one city and, you know, before you became this mega, you know, place. Before then, it was, I think, VeriSign was your biggest competition, and how they killed VeriSign or almost put VeriSign out of business was that they had $10 web hosting, VeriSign had $60. And, you know, you did well, but at this point, when you're able to pay for Super Bowl ads, you're able to pay to have top-notch security. You're able to pay to hire some of the guys from Anonymous saying, look here, we will give you a legitimate job if you will tell us how to keep people like you out of our web hosting.
Honestly, I doubt anyone with any kind of conscience would want to work for them because they supported SOPA.
Yeah, that's also another reason. Now, on one hand, yes. I am like, you guys should have done this when they were doing the SOPA thing. But on the other hand, the people who have their hosting there didn't do anything to you. There were people that lost businesses. You know, our economy is on the upswing, but it's a very slow and hard upswing. And even a day without having money coming in can, you know, make or break a business.
Yep.
So really, guys at Anonymous, or even those of you who decided to go off and be your own splinter cell, just be careful next time. Find a way, at least if you're going to make a political statement, to not attack the people who don't really know anything about SOPA. That brings me to my next thing. Okay.
Are you going to read the story?
No, this is kind of exclusive to us. This is not a story.
Okay, gotcha.
Our TV networks reported this a day late, mind you, okay? So if you were a web host owner, and say you're somebody who, and a lot of people are like this, at least two of you here are like this, don't watch television. You just go and to get on your website, and it's gone. And it doesn't even occur to you to check GoDaddy, but you run your business this way via your website. The TV doesn't do it. You're not really a gamer or a techie. Where do you get this news from?
Yeah.
Y'all, I'm going to tell y'all now. We've been telling y'all here. And I'll be telling – actually, I'll tell you guys about this tomorrow night. I'll hint at it today. We've been telling you we had a Kickstarter. Kickstarter is not being nice to us for whatever reason. So we found someone else.
What? You didn't tell me this before the show.
Y'all know I very rarely sleep. So last night I had to sleep. I would have told you last night. But literally as soon as we got done with Pixinista, my face was going into the keyboard. So I had to go to sleep. So I would have told you then. But we found someone else. So my reason for bringing that up is, again, we would like to be that network where we at least have news. Maybe you could refer people who aren't so techie. You know, these girls over at GGR, they break it down in such a way that you will understand. They explain it to you, you know, like, you know, by using Oreos and things. That's how they do it.
And Oreos, they're good.
I don't really like Oreos, but I will eat them, so yeah.
I love Oreos.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I noticed that I was watching the news, and all this news came a day late, and there was never any mention of why this would be done to GoDaddy. It was just, oh, GoDaddy went down, blah, blah, blah. We really need our own news network, and G4 is not going to cut it because we already heard what they're planning to do. They have gone so far off the path, so they're in New Guinea somewhere. I don't know. Anyway, that's pretty much my story. I have another one, though. There's a whole lot of people quitting jobs and
you didn't even read the freaking story.
What, the GoDaddy one? That was our story. So that was a kind of a from my mouth thing. That was ours. That wasn't a readable story. Anyway, and they know what happened. GoDaddy went down. I'm looking at their blog. If you want to see what the CEO said, which is a bunch of BS, we cannot express how sorry we are for those of you who were inconvenienced. How about I get a year free hosting? That's sorry. Give me something. Give me some of my money back.
If not a year, then how about a month, for fuck's sake?
Yeah. Hey, daytime.
Oh, daytime. I forgot.
You and Ginger, every morning.
I can't help it. Sorry. I'm sorry. My bad.
Yeah, Z is already griping at me because she said I got her in trouble yesterday because of your avatar pictures at work, so. And nobody tell you to open them up at work. She had to go into the acting. Right? Nobody tell you.
Right?
Let me do this with a short story real quick, and then I'm going to toss the ball back to my snow over there. So there's a whole lot, and I'm going to be doing this through the whole show. A lot of people have quit jobs, have fired, moving along, but Zynga lost yet another person.
Ooh.
Yeah, Jeff Karp, who just got onto Zynga a year ago, is resigning. He gave a statement out to our people over at VentureBeat saying that, basically they handed out the statement. He said Jeff Karp is leaving Zynga, and the groups in his organization have been realigned under appropriate existing divisions. Our marketing and revenue teams have always been industry leaders, and as we continue our transition toward mobile and multi-platform game creation and distribution, their continued execution will be our key to our future success. Basically, we don't know what the hell we're going to do. We have lost our guy. No, you, by the way, you're gone if you can hear me. Okay. This is assuming the rest of you can still hear me. Jeff Karp had worked for EA before he came to Zynga, and at Zynga he reported to another EA veteran, John Shepard. COO Shepard left Zynga last month, beginning a wave of executive departures. I was about to say execution. Same thing. The trigger, of course, was Zynga's poor second quarter earnings report and the decline of its stock to under $3 a share. CTO Alan Leinwand left Zynga last week, and the total count of departing executives now is nearing a dozen in the last 6 weeks. Snow, did we lose you all together? Yeah, she's gone bye-bye. Poor Snow. It'd be a shame. It'd be a shame. Snow! All right, so let me go on to do another story while we wait for Snow to come back. And I had, look, never scroll. Okay, so speaking of people who lost jobs, even Apple is hemorrhaging people. Another Siri founder, or Siri, however you want to say her, this is engineering director Adam Chayer. He left Apple, according to the Wall Street Journal. Chayer is one of the original brains behind the personal assistant software, Siri, which Apple purchased in 2010. While the journal got a succinct no comment from Apple on the rumor, Chayer himself confirmed his departure in an email to Exconomy yesterday. He says, I left Apple for personal reasons some time ago. He said, noting that he has not started working at another company. He says, while some time ago is kind of vague, it's likely that the departure is pretty recent. His LinkedIn profile still lists him as an Apple employee. With the move, Shayer joined Siri chief executive Dag Catalyst, who left Apple last October. Tom Gruber, the third Siri co-founder, is still at Apple, well, for now, anyway. While neither Apple or Shayer has divulged a reason for the exit, we do know that Apple has taken a lot of heat over Siri, which has been criticized for not living up to its advertising. Whether or not Shayer's departure is related to that criticism is still unknown, but it's unlikely that this move will affect Siri's development too much. Okay, we have lost Miss Snow altogether. Her is be gone. Let me see if she that's her texting me. Because she might be all up in the high register when she comes back. Poor thing. Well, I'll let her tell y'all what happened when she came back. All right. Okay, now Horace is asking, do we know what happened to GoDaddy? No, it was anonymous, Horace. One of the guys from Anonymous took responsibility for taking them down. He said he was not acting with Anonymous. He was acting on his own, and he took them down for, I think he said, because of their support of SOPA, or maybe just because they needed to be taken down. Or in his eyes anyway. I just don't like that so many other people had to suffer as a result. And I know in the long run they're saying, well, hopefully those people will leave GoDaddy. But just keep in mind the way that GoDaddy is set up, it is mostly geared towards people that are not tech savvy. Hello, Snow, we can hear you. That are not tech savvy, so it makes them easy to get up and running. You know, you may make great, you know, gamer products and jewelry, but you don't really know anything about game design. Matter of fact, our guy last night, same thing, makes great, you know, Assassin's Creed coats, but he's probably not all that super, super tech savvy enough to throw up a website in a couple of minutes. Mm-hmm. And that's what is GoDaddy's biggest selling point. So it's not just easy for some people to pick up and say, I'm going to move to a new host. Whereas we have been on, I think, four different hosts since we've been in existence. And that's because I went and took classes. I was like, forget this. I can't be on GoDaddy. I went and took a whole bunch of classes so I could, you know, design and move and know what to move and what to do. But yeah, GoDaddy, it's a horrible thing that happens to the people that were stuck on the service, and they're not to be held at fault. Next time, give them some, make it so their web hosting is free or something. I don't know.
Do something to make
it better. Not that I'm advocating this illegal activity, but if you must, please don't make the little man suffer. All right. So,
for Pete's sake.
Yes.
For Pete's sake. Okay.
So you missed my story about Siri. They lost another guy over there, one of the founding members.
No, I heard some of it. Wasn't that Zynga that did that?
No, Zynga lost somebody, and then so did Apple.
Oh, ouch. Ouch. Yeah. Okay.
So do you think Siri lives up to her hype?
No, I really don't.
You know the new iPhone 5 is out today.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it. No, okay. Honestly, I was kind of excited to get Siri because I just wanted to see what all the hype was. I wanted to see what it was like to to actually have her, and I gotta say she's more annoying to me than she is helpful, because I'll ask for stuff, like I have her text someone, and if I don't enunciate perfectly, then she gets it wrong, and I enunciate anyway, normally, naturally I enunciate, so she gets it wrong, and then I ask her to find stuff, and she just, it's just all kinds of confusing. She's just not helpful to me. I don't think she lives up to anything.
She was not helpful when I was on my way to Austin and the power went out at the gas station we were at, asking for a new gas station. She says, the gas station, because the gas station you want is 200 yards away. We're like, we know that. We're sitting at it, Siri. We need another one. Then she gave us directions back from where we just came from. Mind you, the directions where we were going were already programmed in. So you were going to send us back where we came from, which I think was another 50 miles between this gas station and the last one. I was like, we are not coming. I said, let me talk to Droid. So I pulled out Droid, and I said, gas station. And it said, the next gas station. Well, mine doesn't talk, but it said, it gave me a list of gas stations from 5 miles all the way up to 50 miles ahead of us, and that's where we went. Frickin' Siri. Okay, what do you got, Snow?
Yeah, she's really not helpful.
Are you ready?
I actually do have something, yes.
Go, go.
Can you hear me?
Yes, because I got to eat donut holes while you do that.
Oh, bring me some. I'm hungry. Okay. Let's talk about Call of Duty. But it's something good. It's something good. On October 20th, Call of Duty developer Infinity Ward will participate in Extra Life's 24-hour gaming marathon to help raise money for the Children's Miracle Network Hospital, where kids are treated regardless of their family's ability to cover medical costs. Infinity Ward's team hopes to raise $10,000 and as of this writing has already garnered 757 in pledges for its local Children's Miracle Network Hospital. Other teams participating in this year's event are G4 TV, Frag Dolls, Giant Bomb, and Wild Tangent.
Woot!
Right? Teams participating in last year's Extra Life Charity Game Marathon raised a cumulative total of over $1.2 million, which is awesome. If you'd like to make a pledge, you can actually find this on Google. You can go there. You can put in any of the organization's names. You can probably type in Infinity Ward's team, G4 TV, Frag Doll, Giant Bomb, and Wild Tangent. You can actually also visit Extra Life's site. Again, go to Google, type in Extra Life, and you'll be able to find it there. The site actually is www.extra-life.org. Donations are tax deductible, and all proceeds go to the charity. So this is awesome. Something good going on. See, gamers have a heart. See?
We do?
Yes, we do. You totally have a heart. You have the biggest heart ever.
Now, you have to be specific because I don't have heart for everybody. See, that's what gets people in trouble when dealing with me. I have a soft spot for certain people in my life. So if I talk to you often, and it's not just general conversation, like we exchange personal pleasantries, like you know personal details about me, then I have a soft spot for you. If not, you need to watch your step. At some point, I'm going to bite you, much like a snake.
Yep. Is it the one-eyed snake?
See, that's not right.
I'm not allowed on the daytime show anymore.
You're not allowed on the daytime show because where you took my head, I don't want to go there. I was trying to stay out of that frame of mind. Thank you. He made me get all loud and everything. You see how I'm loud now? I'm loud.
You love it. Stop playing.
All right. Some of you out there, do you love the mobile games, the ones, you know, some of Well, here's one for you droid people out there. Yes, I have to say it that way every single time. Google Play Store has released Galaxy Empire from a game company called Game Evil. I love you. They've announced their newest title, Galaxy Empire, is up on the Google Play Store today. It was initially released onto the App Store for only iOS devices from developer Tap for Fun. They published a game for Google Play Store in cooperation with Game Evil. Tap for Fun has already released numerous successful hardcore strategy games for the iOS. Galaxy Empire is another title releasing this year that is featured in the list of published games in Game Evil's library. Galaxy Empire has been the number one top-grossing game in the iOS App Store in more than 15 countries, probably just not here in the U.S. So Galaxy Empire is a space colonizing game that implements mining functions like collecting resources and building a colony and furthering exploration to neighboring galaxies. Through this immersive gameplay system, users are assigned quests that lead them to first build mines and collect treasures. With the resources, users are then able to create research facilities and ship decks that collect resources and colonize distant lands while taking part in intergalactic battles for territory and initiating diplomatic relations through alliances with other users. Through live chat and mail systems, users are able to communicate with one another and form alliances and hold discourse regarding other in-game related topics. So, again, it is available for free right now on the Google Play Store for Android devices, or you can check them out at GameEvil.com. It sounds interesting, but you're missing some things still.
Pardon me.
I got to say, have you played the new Farmville?
No, I have not. I have no interest in Farmville.
Oh, really. You would like this one.
No, I don't think so. I have a problem with social gaming because I don't want to pester 50 bajillion people to send me crap. I almost cursed again.
They have removed some of that, and it has went more to the sim side.
Oh.
Yes. I tell you, I'm a little bit impressed. And when I play it, I have to make sure I have nothing else to do, or we may have a problem. And let me just say to you, Victoria's Secrets, I hate you for sending this to me while I'm on the show. This is wrong. Why would you say? They're fringed boots. And stop it, Victoria's Secrets. Stop it. I'm minding my own business, doing the podcast, looking for good stuff on Facebook that I can share with our listeners, and bam, fringe boots pop up in front of me. They literally popped up. It's wrong. I'll go buy them in Second Life. I'll be okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty much all I can afford. Anyway. Yeah.
No. No.
It's, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So back to Google. Mm-hmm. 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 Google has completely removed the infamous file sharing site, The Pirate Bay, from its autocomplete results, meaning that users who type the search in will have to implicitly type The Pirate Bay without any suggestions from Google. The change is meant to quell complaints from rights holders who have long held that Google is an accomplice in directing users to domains strongly associated with illegal file sharing and copyright infringement. Google began the process of suppressing and censoring links to pirated material in its instant and auto-completed tools last year. It should also be noted that Google has made other changes related to file sharing-related searches on its search engine. Now when users search for terms such as BitTorrent, RapidShare, or uTorrent, they have to type the entire word and hit search for relevant results to pop up. Ultimately, the changes Google has made are mostly symbolic, though sites like the Pirate Bay haven't seen any noticeable decline in traffic. Of course, these kinds of changes will affect lesser-known sites that deal in questionable content. That's a load of bunk, really, because if somebody is already searching for a file-sharing site, they already know the name. So removing it from your autocomplete does exactly nil. Uh-oh. What?
Do you see why I call them our frenemies? Do you see that? Every day.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. People are like, what? Yeah.
You can suck it.
They really are our frenemies.
They really, really are our frenemies.
Oh, it's my turn, isn't it? I'm sorry. I'm like right. Multitasking to the hilt today. You guys would not believe all the five different things I'm doing. Okay. Let me breathe. Okay. So more about Zynga. There's a lot of, what?
I wonder if they actually listen to us and take our stories.
It's highly possible. It's not like they haven't done it before, but we borrow from them too. But we give them credit. Can we get some love from you all over there?
We give you credit. How about you give some of the credit to us, darn it. I'm censoring myself again.
I know. It's good. All right. So Frank Gibeau over at EA, he's the president of Labels, is comparing the exodus of executives from Zynga to the Syrian crisis. It's a little bit extreme. I think it's a little crass.
Yeah.
Wow. Zynga's about as stable as Syria right now. He said this to the LA Times, following the news, of course, that we just told you, Jeff Karp, who's the chief marketing officer who left. Karp was previously, again, at EA before he joined Farmville Publisher. Gibeau's remarks highlight the ongoing rivalry between the two companies, but his gloating isn't likely to be endorsed publicly by the Battlefield Medal of Honor publisher. EA has recently had to downplay a promotion deemed tasteless by the press and public. Remember when we were talking about this one night, they endorsed the sale of weapons. Real weapons.
What?
Uh-huh. Featured in the new Medal of Honor site, including a custom-built...
No, wait. I think we touched on this while
yes,
back, didn't
we? Yes, we did.
Okay.
Including a custom-built tomahawk and a tactical sniper rifle kit.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, and yesterday the publisher announced a new map pack for Medal of Honor Warfighter Zero Dark 30 based on Catherine Bigelow's forthcoming movie about the manhunt for Osama bin Laden. For every copy of the $9.99 map pack sold, they're saying they'll donate $1 to a nonprofit veteran organization. You all should donate all the profits after that debacle with the weapons. Ridiculous. And
yeah.
And Frank, you really need to be quiet because aren't you the head of marketing over there? Aren't you the one that does all the marketing and you're talking? You know, Zynga, I got to tell you, your games have been sucky up to this point. Farmville 2 has some nice shades of simulators. I think that's the direction you all need to go in and bring it to Facebook if you must. I love the fact that I don't need to harass five people to send me stuff to get to advance in the game. I can, and I harass some of you just because, you know. But I don't have to, and I like this. I think this may actually save you. You need to redo all your games. Just pull the original Cafe World down, make it more of a restaurant simulator. You know, I got to buy ingredients. I see Chefville is kind of like that, but you haven't quite touched on it yet. You know what? I think what the thing is there's no way to lose with their games. And you have to have a lose category because otherwise, what's the point of playing the game? There has to be a way to lose. I'm sorry. Some of us don't like it, but that's what makes us play better when we lose. But you all need to go in a different direction. I'm sorry that you're down. I hate to see people losing jobs. But you all, you know what? We've kicked you long enough. It's time for you to get up. Same thing we told Sony with the whole PSN apocalypse. Time for you to get up now. Fight back. drop these BS games that you're making and put a real game out there so that we can play it and be proud of you. We want you to be successful. We don't hate you. We just don't like your games.
Yeah, your games suck, but we don't hate you. That's totally different.
And EA, please be quiet. Just make The Sims and it look pretty. That's what you do. You know, each other, stand over there and look pretty. Make The Sims and look pretty. Don't say anything. Like your Call of Duty, your Battlefield, and just look pretty. Don't say anything. Just stop. Don't say. Gosh. Anyway, what you got?
I have something about GamerCon. GAYMER.
Yes, I know. So they got it going.
Let's check it out. Last night, the organizers of GamerCon hosted a Google Plus Hangout to discuss the fight between Reddit's rgamers subreddit and Gamer.org owner Chris Vizzini. At dispute is use of the term gamer, which Vizzini secured a trademark for in 2007. Wow. Concerned with the action, the group discussed the issue and answered the community's questions in the live video chat last night. At the end of it, this was actually September 10th, this happened, by the way. At the end of it, they released a lengthy statement on GamerCon.org. While the organizers of GamerCon understand that Vizzini's claim is not legally wrong, they also note that how this situation is resolved could have long-term implications for the gay gaming community and events such as GamerCon. And this is a quote for you. While we understand Mr. Vizzini's desire to protect his trademark and not lose its generic usage, we feel strongly that gamer is a generic term, organizers wrote in a statement on the event's official blog. Even if it had not been used before 2001, which it had, we feel that it's so commonly used by the gay geek community, including not just Reddit and Gamer.org, but also Gamer.net, Facebook groups, and even reality shows, that it is unfair to have that term coined and locked down to one community. They go on to say that while they are confident that the situation can be resolved in a way that benefits the entire community, they are very concerned that the 16,000-plus community that subreddit rgamers will be displaced and disenfranchised if Reddit is forced to shut down the subreddit. Community members at rgamers are already making plans to shift users to a new subreddit. You can learn more about that by actually looking it up. On a related note, gamer.org currently went down. According to some reports, is the victim of a DDoS attack.
Well, you know, they're right. He probably needs to stop.
He does. It's petty. It's petty. It is a generic term. Gamer, really? Come on. You were not that smart if you think that you're the only one that came up with that. Gamer. It's in the word already. Okay? Let it go. It belongs to the entire gay gaming community.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Stop being such a douchebag. And just let the term go. Really.
No, he feels like he needs to hold on to it. It's mine.
Ridiculous.
It's mine. Why can't I do it? You know what? That's all about money. I'm being persnickety, but it is all about money. Okay. Our German peoples, are you listening? Because this one's for you. Hi, Radio has launched the German version of Tribes Ascend. Hi-Rez Studio is an independent developer of AAA free-to-play online games. Today, they have officially announced the release of the German version of their fast-paced free-to-play multiplayer shooter, Tribes Ascend. Now graduating after several weeks in open beta, the German version includes a translated game client, including voiceovers and German-speaking community support. We know that 1 in 5 European tribe players speak German, and he says we're aiming to give them the best possible service. That's from Mr. Todd Harris, who's the COO at Hi-Rez Studios. Hi-Rez Studios plans further localizations of Tribes Ascend in the latter half of the year. We are in the latter half of the year, Todd. The German version launch includes the Marksman content update, which provides support for the Blitz game mode on the Crossfire map and new weapons for the Sentinel class. Also included are new variants of the Spin Fuser weapon for both the Soldier and Pathfinder, including the first full inheritance projectile weapon in the history of the four-game Tribes franchise. The Pathfinder's Blink Fuser is a disc launcher with a projectile that inherits 100% of the player's momentum, making the weapon challenging to use but useful in the hands of a skilled player, and it was named after the best current Tribes Ascend players, Blinks. If you want to check that out, you can check them out at hirezstudios.com. I think this looks a little interesting. Maybe it's reminding me of, did you ever see that MMO that was the Army one, Snow?
No, I didn't see that. Which one is it?
This was a, I don't know why it didn't do well. It really was a good MMO. It was very unique. I think it was called armygame.com, and it might still be around. I haven't checked in a good long while.
Well, let's see. Hold on.
Well,
Army Game.
Yeah, while you're looking up, yeah, Army MMO, make sure you put that in. But the game had you, when it dropped you in, you went through your basic training, which was the tutorial, and then they would drop you in. And, they, you know, you'd pair, you know, they
Was it America's Army?
No, that's a whole different one.
I see military. I see America's Army.
I can't remember what this one was called, but it was not America's Army. America's Army.
Army Rage.
Can't remember. Been a long time ago.
Okay.
But they drop you in. Like you were really being dropped into the middle of a war, and you had to fight. You had no friends, no buddies, and you had your weapon. And you were dropped in the middle of a full-scale battle going on, planes flying over, bombs being dropped type of thing. The only cover I remember I think I had was a bunker, and there was somebody else in there with me, and I think they were an enemy. But I do know I got shot. I was in the game 5 minutes. I got shot. Bam! I poked my head up out of the foxhole, and bam! And I was like, I love this, you know. But I, I like the chaos. Is what it is. I love chaos. So
you,
I'm all about some chaos. So I wonder what happened to that game. It would be I think it would be a good lesson for some of you out there to play. It's one thing to play Battlefield, and you got to load up you got to load the screen. You got your friends there, but to just drop you in, your friends may be way on the other side of the map. You just got to fight your way through, hopefully. And there's
That's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, it was a very good game. And I would like to see us support that and that money go towards our troops. If you guys are still around, give us a shout. Maybe we can work something like that out. We got some questions.
I got something about our friends over at Able Gamers.
Yes, he sent me something this morning, but I was on my way out the door to get my donut holes, so I could not answer.
You and your donut holes. I'm so hungry. Okay. Able Gamers Foundation releases Includification Guide for Game Developers. Mm-hmm. So this
Very
is basically
nice.
Going to help game developers include people who are not as physically able as other people. The Able Gamers Foundation has released Includification, a 48-page, fully illustrated how-to guide for video game developers and publishers who are interested in roadmapping the exact solutions needed to design a game that is accessible to individuals with various disabilities. This is a quote for you. For nearly a decade, our organization has been reaching out to developers, convincing them that they need to include accessibility for gamers with disabilities. This was said by Mark Bartlett, who is the president and founder of the Able Gamers Foundation. As that message has been increasingly accepted in the video game industry, the question has slowly turned into, okay, we need to make our games accessible, but how? The Able Gamers Includification includes detailed explanations of common problems for gamers with disabilities, solutions to address those problems, printable checklists, developer exercises, and personal letters from industry insiders to the game industry. You can actually find this at www.includification.com/guide. You can also find – hold on, my cat's freaking out. Okay, sorry. A physical print copy is also available at cost. You can actually find that at www.includification.com/print. So, this is awesome. I know a lot of developers are probably like, well, okay, sure, we want to be able to do this, but how? We don't understand. Because a lot of times able-bodied people don't understand the problem that people with disabilities have playing these games. And what is her problem? I don't understand what my cat is doing. Okay. I'm okay. I'm back. Back. Hello?
That is a good donut hole.
Oh, you are so bad. I'm so hungry. You want me to move on? I'll move on so you can keep on doing your donut hole. All right.
Okay. Jay, what? That's not Ginger. That's Snow talking.
What?
Oh, no. He said that 2 days ago. Never mind.
I was about to get upset.
I know you were. I was about to get him cut. He probably just spit out his sandwich just then and went, what? I didn't say that.
He's okay. Probably like, oh, about to hear it. I do have another.
Okay, go while I chew this donut hole.
Okay. A federal judge has decreed that Wi-Fi network owner is not obligated to secure network to stop illegal file sharing. Here we go. It looks like it might be hard for rights holders in various entertainment industries to sue individuals who have open Wi-Fi networks for copyright infringement done by guests, if the following court case is any indication. A California man whose open network was allegedly used to download a copyrighted video cannot be sued, according to a ruling by a federal judge. The complaint filed in April of this year alleged that Hatfield was negligent because he didn't secure his network and therefore liable. Oh, for Pete's sake. AF Holdings, who admitted in its case that it does not know the identity of the user who downloaded its video using BitTorrent, targeted Josh Hatfield with a lawsuit in federal court because it was downloaded via his unsecured home internet connection. Why is it unsecured anyway? Hatfield moved for a dismissal on the grounds that the plaintiff failed to state a claim and that the claim is barred by Section 301 of the Copyright Act and by immunity under the Communications Decency Act. U.S. District Judge Phyllis Hamilton dismissed the claim last week. The Electronic Frontier Foundation planned on submitting an amicus brief on behalf of Hatfield in the, if the case had gone forward. We'll just kind of skip over all that legal mumbo-jumbo. While AF Holdings may not have liked that Hatfield's alleged actions or inactions related to the illegal download, the court found there was no obligation for him to act one way or the other. AF Holdings also never proved that Hatfield had a legal duty to prevent infringement because he did not have a special relationship with AF Holdings that would obligate him to protect his copyrights. Judge Hamilton dismissed the negligence claim with prejudice and vacated a September 5th hearing. AF Holdings had also asserted two claims of copyright infringement and one claim of contributory copyright infringement against the unidentified BitTorrent user. The court ruled that the company must serve this mysterious individual by October 5th, or those claims will be dismissed without prejudice as well. Okay, first of all, there are so many things ridiculous about this story. The first of which, Mr. Hatfield, why was your network unsecured?
You know what? A lot of people that live out
in the boondocks,
they think, oh, I don't have to secure my network. But you are the people that people come after because you don't secure your network because you think you're out in the middle of nowhere and nobody can use it. That's exactly what why it probably wasn't secured. I bet if you were to check where he lives like in the middle of, you know, rural Idaho somewhere, you know, and he's the only house out there for like 50 miles. But that does not mean you don't need to secure your network.
That's the first thing. Like, eh? And the second, really, really, guy is going to be sued to secure his network and some other dude who you don't even know who it is.
He probably didn't even know what was happening.
And he probably didn't even know. Downloaded something that this guy had no connection to whatsoever using this. So I'm guessing that means if this person had gone to McDonald's and did the same thing using their Wi-Fi or Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts, or wherever has open Wi-Fi and did the same thing, the company could sue them as well?
Yeah. Now, see, that's a very interesting point.
Yes.
That's a very interesting point. Can McDonald's be sued if someone does illegal file sharing?
Yeah. Apparently, because it's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. If that's the case, I want to sue McDonald's.
Right?
My Nintendogs picked up a bone from some other Nintendog while I was passing by the McDonald's using the Wi-Fi. I am not happy. I would like to sue McDonald's.
And there you go. If the judge had ruled in favor of this company, you would have...
Okay, I would be able to sue, wouldn't I?
It is like the most ridiculous suit ever. It's like your butt hurt that someone got your files illegally and you're just lashing out at everyone and anyone just because.
All right. So... One other thing I wanted to mention.
The term butt hurt.
One other term I wanted to bring. I think I wanted to bring up about that. Also, the GoDaddy. Speaking of hacking, we keep coming back to this. Is the person that did this that said they did this actually posted on Twitter? I'm actually going to link two stories here. One of them has nothing to do with gaming, but it kind of does at the same time. He posted on Twitter and he was able to do so. Now, you guys remember during the Olympics, the guy who got his account banned because he said something to one of the athletes on Twitter, not the one that was threatening to kill somebody, but someone said they didn't like something and or they made a mention of NBC, and then NBC and Twitter were partnered, so they removed their account. NBC, I don't know what's going on with you people over at NBC. And our Twitter account may be gone and, you know, in a matter of hours after I say this, because we see how this rolls. But yesterday, NBC did the most horrible thing. God. During the moment of silence at Ground Zero, and every network was covering it, you know, the moment of silence, NBC decided they didn't need to adhere to the moment of silence. They decided what was more important was for us to hear about Kris Jenner and her boob job and the Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Are you serious?
That's what they went to.
That is completely disrespectful.
Yeah. So who's in charge over at Twitter? You know, we may have to have a netiquette show and etiquette things, because I keep seeing this more often than not. Some of you and I can't say I see the older generation, because a lot of them don't even know how to use Twitter. It's you younger ones that are getting out into the social media and marketing that have no clue the right way to handle things. And I'm betting somebody was over somebody younger producing their first segment decided that it would be much more fun to hear what Kris Jenner had to say. Yeah, I'm gonna need y'all not to do that.
Oh my God,
this is a horrible, horrible thing to do. And I don't even see any response from them. People, of course, were going off on them on Twitter, but I don't see any apologies.
You know, they really – even if you – by this time, you can't save face. You really can't.
No.
The least you could do is own up to your mistake, because that was a huge freaking mistake. Huge.
We're not talking about 30 years from now, 60,
no,
60 years from now.
No, we're talking about now.
Yeah, because obviously, you know, someone who was arguing with about the Titanic, and people, this lot of younger generation didn't even realize it really happened. They just thought it was a movie.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's a scary thing, but in one hand, it makes sense. Some things that happened 200-300 years ago that we don't know about that was really hurtful and horrible. Like there were school shootings. Did people know this back in 1920s, 30s? There was horrible school shootings that they got pictures of and that the media managed to cover that we know nothing about. But the first thing when we think school shooting is we think of Columbine, because it's closer. It's in our time period. So, but you know, we obviously don't observe moments of silence for those things because they happened so long ago. All the people that were around are long gone. So 60 years from now, may not be so bad if NBC chooses not to observe a moment of silence. But this is just barely 12 years old, not
barely,
good.
Barely.
NBC, I don't know what y'all doing over there. This is, you may think you're invincible because you're NBC, but ask Zynga. Ask Zynga what happens when you think you're invincible. Ask Facebook what happens when you think you're invincible. People can all change the channel. Lots of TV networks online now. What's that one, Tiki? Tiki has some nice shows, just saying.
Tiki.
Yeah, good shows. Very good shows. I like
it. I don't even know. That's just
disgusting.
It's an
idiotic, disgusting thing that they did.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
See, I have something about Blizzard.
Is it cold?
No. that was funny, though. apparently, Blizzard can track WoW users through in-game screenshots now.
What?
Yeah. A story showed up on Slashdot.games revealing that screenshots taken in World of Warcraft have secret watermarks that can be used by Blizzard to track users, particularly when they are engaged in behavior considered to be illegal or that violates World of Warcraft's terms of service. The story began a few days ago when a World of Warcraft player noticed that there was an odd mark on a screenshot he had taken in-game. New submitter KG Kutsis wrote, "A few days ago, I noticed some weird artifacts covering the screenshots I captured using the WoW game client application. I sharpened the images and found a repeating pattern secretly embedded inside." He goes on to say that he posted the image on Owned Core, where multiple people within the community researched and experimented with WoW screenshots. So what did they find? That the watermark inside every screenshot taken within WoW includes user IDs, the time the screenshot was captured, and the IP address of the server. The screenshot source was on. The author of the Slashdot post points out that Blizzard did not notify users in its terms of service that it had or would use the ability to track them through screenshots they take and post to the community. While it is certainly a clever way to track bad actors who engage in everything from gold farming to hacking, it is also a fact that no one at the company ever disclosed.
Oh.
Yeah. See, this is the thing. I understand that it's a virtual world, and I understand that you're trying to protect people from people who are doing heinous things like gold farming and hacking and basically just being douches in-game. But the fact of the matter is, you didn't tell anybody about this. You didn't let us know that you'd be able to track our character wherever we are in the world based on a single picture taken. And I got to say, some of the zones look like other zones. It is not – some of them don't look unique, you know? I mean, some of them you have to know that's that zone, but some of them don't look that unique. And what is up with my crazy cat?
Okay, I'm gonna need you to leave the cat out of the podcast.
She is still running back and forth and bothering me, and she's the one who unplugged my computer earlier. Anyway, yeah. So Blizzard, you need to let us know that you can track us. It's just common courtesy.
What if you're exchanging some, personal information with somebody that you didn't really want anybody to see? You know.
I don't know if they can see. Well, yeah, they can actually see the chat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's pretty shady, Blizzard. So yeah, more points lost with me.
Well, they're already hemorrhaging people. Y'all might want to keep an eye.
Yeah, that's true. They are. And the thing is, it's not even like there's any big MMO out that's stealing people. It's just people are tired. They're just tired of it.
All right. I got to take a look at one of my homie slices, my home skillet, Valkyrie over from the Frag Dolls. You're looking good, girl. Okay, so I think I may have mentioned this before. Again, Valkyrie from the Frag Dolls was on a weight loss plan by playing Just Dance. And I know you're like, Just Dance, really? Okay, don't think Dance Central. Dance Central has nothing on Just Dance. I kid you not.
Yeah, Just Dance is pretty hardcore.
Ooh, that tightrope song on Just Dance 3, you try doing that without being out of breath. Just try it. I don't care how good shape you are. You're not going to do it. Anyway, Valkyrie, a.k.a. Athena, awesome. You look amazing. I am so proud of you. And now I'm going to eat a donut hole in your honor.
That is so mean. I'm so hungry.
I'm not being mean. Hey, I already did my, look, I did my weight loss. So I have earned these donut holes and then some. I'm not even trying to exercise. It's just coming.
I'm saying it's mean to me because I'm hungry.
It's mean to you.
Gosh. Hungry.
Hmm. She's gonna cut me. I'm gonna hear something. No, not you. She's gonna cut me for the donut hole. And it's gonna be real ugly when she does. I accept my cuts. Yum yum yum.
All right, Andrea Song. Pardon me. The popular English video game site Andrea Song, I think that's how you say that.
Andrea
Song will be closing down, according to owner.
Oh yes. My God, really?
According to owner Anoop Gantayat, who is moving on to new and exciting opportunities. While the site will no longer be updated with news, Gantayat says that he may do a little bit of database work there and will leave its content up for people to continue to peruse. The site is best known for delivering breaking news from the games industry. Andrea Song launched in 2008 and currently contains 14,000 articles. He released a statement on why he's closing the site. I've decided to take up new non-game-related opportunity that I reckon will keep me super ultra-busy, so I'll be ceasing daily updates. I may do some database-driven stuff and technology tests. Look closely, and you may see the site's back-end code base change from PHP to Node.js, but I won't be doing articles or updates. The site's archive and comments will remain in place, so you can still consult old content and share it with your children, and one day their children, too. Thanks for reading all these years, and a special thanks to everyone who registered and posted comments, even the punk bloops that I banned. That was funny.
All righty then.
Yeah.
We can't say that on daytime, can we? Anyway.
No, we can't. That's why I had to. Yeah, I had to censor myself.
Okay, so we got more news. Yeah, I'm kind of off kilter today. At least I'm not like
you
I was yesterday.
Your donut holes.
Man. Okay, so iPhone 5 is out today.
Blarg.
And, of course, some of you were out at the event. Okay, I'm not understanding how this is working because I'm getting mixed stories. Wired is reporting that they are, of course, over blogging live from there. Hello, our friends at Wired.
Hi.
They got some nice pictures. I hope you're not taking these pictures with your iPhone because they're not cute. I just want to say that. Some of them are a little, when they show us the commercials, the iPhone pictures are all beautiful. But anyway, am I understanding correctly that you can only have an iPhone 5 as an upgrade or you have to pay for the full price? How is it? Do you know anything about this, though?
Not really, no.
Yeah, it's not such a big deal now, I think, because the recent one just came out. So anyway, those of you who are getting an iPhone 5, we had one of our friends from Twitter that was sending us pictures when she got the 4. If you are still out there, if you're getting it, send us some pictures. Let us know if you like it. For those of you who have one and you want to get one, there's some places you can ditch your old iPhone if you can't get the upgrade. I think it's gazelle.com. And there's another one whose name I can't remember. But they're saying you could do gazelle.com, but if you want to try to get close to your full price, you're better putting it up for sale on Amazon. Or eBay, and I have had too much sugar. But anyway, so, yeah. So far, what I'm seeing that's coming out of the store, and I'm hoping nothing bad happens, Verizon and AT&T have blocked off their employees from taking any vacation time through from September 21st through the end of the month because of this. FedEx has reportedly been planning a surge volume event between 21st and the 24th of September. This is supposed to be the first weekend of availability for the advice. Also, as for pre-ordering the new iPhone, Apple is supposed to start taking pre-orders on Friday and Saturday of this week. Apple also announced that the iPhone 4S on Tuesday, October 4th of last year, so it's not quite been a year, and they opened pre-orders up on Friday, October the 7th, so you'll look like if it goes in the same format, you'll get to pre-order come Friday. There's some events going on if you're up New York way, if you want to go and check it out. I don't know why you would want to go. If you're not pressed, I don't know why you would want to go, but maybe you do. Maybe you're an iPhone aficionado. I don't know of anything going on here in Houston. I think it's too hot for us here for us to do that.
Yeah.
We're like, stand where? For how long? To get a what? I'll just order it. It's hot. No. You know, it was cool here for the past few days, but now it's hot. So there will be no standing in line for iPhone. Anyway, wanted to let you know what was going on with that. And now for some other news. The traffic on wrong news.
traffic on I-95 is very heavy today.
Okay, so I can tell you about the Secret World has an update coming, and they have given out a video. We do not know who we will be allowed to post it. I have to check with them first and see if it's safe for work, because we don't do not safe for work videos via our site, sorry. But they're releasing their second major content update for the modern, massively multiplayer online game, The Secret World. The update is going to be called Issue 2, Digging Deeper. It includes a lot of new content, such as several new investigation missions, the rocket launcher auxiliary weapon. That's right, I said rocket launcher.
What?
The looking for group system, as well as plastic surgery and the barbershop where you can alter your character's looks. Right, hot. today, this
I'm more excited about the rocket launcher.
They also have sent us over. I'm not sure. Do we have? Yeah, I don't know. Erling, really? We're going to have a talk. Erling is our lovely person over at Funcom, and we have been speaking with Erling for like 6-7 years, almost since the beginning. Erling, you can't be teasing us like this. He told us the news. He's like, we have some stuff. Maybe you can have it. Maybe you can't. So we'll have those up for you shortly, hopefully, after I harass Erling and find out. Maybe he forgot to put it in the email. Thanks, Erling. I don't know.
No, we didn't.
That's some Swedish people. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I don't think you're Swedish, are you? Are you Danish? Swedish? These are very fit.
Gosh, I really want a Danish.
No, I think Erling is taken. Back away. Back away.
I'm hungry. I was talking about the food.
Oh, a Danish.
Yes.
I was scared. I was like, Erling, run! Run! She's looking at me.
No, I'm hungry. I'm talking about the food.
Well, lucky for you, it be time for us to go. Arr. You've been waiting to do that, haven't you?
I have. Tune in tomorrow to hear the news. I may be here. I don't know. And tune in tomorrow night to hear us do our Raw and Ready show, as always. Yep. Favorite us if you like us, favorite us if you don't, because, you know, that's how we roll. And say goodbye, Corey.
Goodbye, Corey. The conflict goes the bond with the M to O. I mean the mold, the back end, the time with the skinny funny stuff. Tear them all, the big ass, the time with the bump, believe it. I beat the boom, the quinta. See me jump at Ophi. Super the bump, the cue. See me jump at Ophi. Oh my god, with the vibe, man, with the boom, something. Keep the night, give me time for the boom, something. I'm with the rhythm, captain. Demons are captain, gather. Moon with them, the ceiling chair to the cabin, captain. Drum to the number, jumping. Hum to the game for Joby. Chip with the something, see me jump with the bump, Kalinka. I'm the boomer, camera down boomer. See me jump with the dumb with the boom tag boomer. I'm the camera to jump, see me don't fold. Never got me to bump the rip. Oh, fly boom, fly boom, fly boom, dipper. 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 Fly boom, fly boom. Diamonds are game, but don't walk. Never jump, see me ever done with different robbers. Never damage, damage, dip it, dip it, dip it. Hobbit, dip it,
summertime. It's keep me in the comfort zone. Come on, different comfort zone. Never gotta come, but oh, I've been the rapper. Come with them and open eyes. See me them the drama. The time was down, but they like the guy.
And our douchebag of the day would be NBC. Thanks for screwing up the moment of silence, prick.